Das kann so sagen, dass ich mich retro wenn ich mit dem sage, es geht nicht einfach. Sagt in my bride, says, if a man tells his wife, this is again on the condition that you serve my father for 2 years or you nurse my son for 2 years, or may says, again, is valid even if she doesn't fill the condition because the condition was not in a double-sided condition. The Chum says, if she fills the condition, again, is valid. If not, it's not. Shem Gamliel says, if there's no condition in Ksuvim that's not double-sided. Some say Rishim was responding to Ramey and was saying that all conditions in Ksuvim are double-sided. If so, since there are two Psukim that speak about this, the rule is that we don't learn out to other places from these Psukim when there are two of them. Therefore, all other conditions don't have to be double-sided. Others say he was writing to Rabbanan and was saying that every condition in Ksuvim is double-sided, and from there we learn out to all other conditions, so therefore it must be double-sided. Tekmar Abraisa says, if a man tells his wife, this is your get on the condition that you serve my father for 2 years or you nurse my son for 2 years, and the father or the son dies, or Meir says it's not a valid get. Chum say it is a valid get because you can tell the husband, bring me your father and I'll serve him, bring me your son and I'll nurse him. The Abraisa contradicts the last one regarding the opinion of Meir and Chum. Meir says, regarding Meir, there's no contradiction because the second Abraisa is discussing where the condition was double-sided, making the condition valid and the get bottle. Regarding the Chachamim, there's no contradiction because the Chachamim, the second brayser of Shem Gamliel, who holds that if it's not the woman's fault, the get is valid. Brayser says, if a man tells his wife in front of two witnesses, this is your get on the condition that you serve my father for 2 years, and he then tells in front of two witnesses, this is your get on the condition that you give me 200 zuz, the second condition does not nullify the first one, and she therefore has a choice to fulfill either condition to make the get valid. However, if the first condition was, you have to give me 200 zuz, the second condition was, you have to give me 300 zuz, the second instruction does nullify the first, and you can only make the get valid by giving 300 zuz. Also, one witness from the first pair cannot join one witness of the second pair to testify that there was a condition to the get, since each witness testified to a different condition. In fact, Mara Pshita, that one witness from each pair can't combine to the other. Mara said, we would think that they can at least join to say testimony that there was a condition to this get without specifying what the condition was. The Raza teaches that they cannot do so. Zak the Mishnah. If a husband tells his wife, this is your get if I do not come back within 30 days, and he was going from Yehuda to the Galil, then if he reached Antipras and returned within 30 days, the condition is nullified and the get is bottled. If he tells her, this is your get if I do not come back within 30 days, and he was going from the Galil to Yehuda, and he reached Kfar Osnai, and returned within 30 days, the condition is nullified, and the get is bottled. If he tells her, this is your get if I do not come back within 30 days, and he was going to Chutzlaretz, and he reached Akko and returned within 30 days, the condition is nullified, and the get is bottled. If he tells her, this is your get any time that I shall not be in front of you for 30 days, and even if he was constantly passing in front of her, but never secluded with her, the get is valid. Does the Mishnah mean to say that Antipras is in the Galil? There's a brisa that says that Antipras is in Yehuda and Kfar Osnai is in the Galil. Abaye said the Mishnah is discussing a man who made two conditions. The first condition was, if I go to the Galil, the get should be effective immediately. And the second was, if I remain on the road for 30 days and not come back during that time, the get should be valid. Based on this, if he reached Antipras and returned within 30 days, since he didn't reach the Galil and didn't remain on the road for 30 days, the condition is nullified and the get is therefore bottled. Mishnah then said, mean to say that Akku is in Chutzlars. We learned that Rav Safra said that the Rabbanim would escort until Akku because they didn't want to leave Eretz Yisrael. We see that Akku is still in Eretz Yisrael. Abaye said the mission is discussing a man who made two conditions. One, he said, if I go to Chutzlars, the get should be effective immediately. And number two, if I remain on the road for 30 days and don't come back during that time, the get should be valid. Based on this, if he reached Akku and returned within 30 days, since he didn't reach Chutzlaretz and he didn't remain on the road for 30 days, the condition is nullified and the get is therefore bottled. Mishnah said, I raise that Gitech Kolzman She'evar V'chulu. Why is the get valid if he was not away for 30 days? Rav Huna said, when he says, if I will not be in front of you, he's referring to Tashmish. Rabbi Yochanan said, yeah, he actually means that being in front of her. However, the Mishnah does not mean that she is divorced. Rather, the Mishnah says, the get is valid and may be used as a get if he then leaves for 30 days. We have no reason to be concerned for a get Yoshon. Abraisa says, like Rabbi Yochanan as well. Why are we talking not concerned that they made peace in the meantime and went into seclusion together, thereby making the get into a get Yoshon? So Rabbi Rav Huna said that Abba Mari, in the name of Rav, said, the case where the husband said, my wife is believed by me to say that I have not made peace with her. Some say that Rav's statement was said on the Mishnah where the husband said, this is your get if I don't come back within 12 months, and he died within the 12 months, in which case the get is valid. The Gemara asks, why are we not concerned that maybe they made peace and were secluded together during that time, thereby making the get into a get Yashon? Again, the Gemara answers that the case is where the husband said that my wife is believed to say that I have not returned. The version that says that we learn on the Mishnah will agree that we can learn on the Braisa as well. The version that says we taught on the Braisa may hold that in the case of the Mishnah, Rav did not make this statement because even without his saying that the wife is believed, we would not be concerned because he was away and was not known to have even come back for an opportunity for them to make peace. Zuck, the next Mishnah. If a husband says, this is your get, if I did not come back within 12 months, and he then died within those 12 months, the get is not valid. If he said, this is your get from now, if I don't return within 12 months, and he then died within the 12 months, the get is valid. If a husband says, if I did not return within 12 months, write and give a get to my wife, and they went and wrote the get within the 12 months, but did not give it to her until after the 12 months, the get is not valid. If he said, write and give a get to my wife, if I did not return within 12 months, and they went and wrote the get within the 12 months, but did not give it to her after the 12 months, the get is not valid. But as he said, in this case, the get will be valid. If they wrote and gave the get after the 12 months, but the husband then died, if the get was given before the death, before his death, the get is valid. If not, the get is not valid. If it's not known which happened first, this is the case that they said she's divorced, but not divorced. Zakhtimar Brisa says, in a case like the first one of the Mishnah, the Rabbanan allowed her to remarry. Rabbi Yehuda Neim Shmuel said, the Rabbanan is the view of the Bezin that allowed the use of oil of Goyim, and they follow Rabbi Yossi, who said that the date on the document is the equivalent of him saying, from now. The Gemara quotes a number of Amoraim who said that Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya passed like the Brisa, but that others disagreed with him. Rabbi Lazar asked an elderly man, when Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya allowed her to remarry, did he allow her to do so immediately, since he will clearly not be coming back, he died, or only after the 12 months have passed, because it's only then that the condition is fulfilled? Why couldn't he ask him about the case in the Mishnah where he says from now and he then died within 12 months? Mar said he could have asked him, but he met the old man who was actually part of the Bezin of Rabbi Yehuda by the time of Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, so he asked him about that case. Abaye said, everyone agrees that if a man says, this is your get when the sun rises, that the get is only effective in the morning. If he died during the night, the get would be puzzle. If he said, this is your get on the condition, Almanas, that the sun rises, everyone would agree it takes effect immediately, because Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya previously said, Almanas is like saying from now. Machloikis is only in the case where he said, if the sun comes out. So in that case, the Braisa holds like Rabbi Yossi, then it's as if he said from now, because the get is dated, and the Mishnah does not hold like Rabbi Yossi, and therefore the get is not effective immediately. Mishnah said, Kisvu utnu get leishti imloi basi mekan v'chul. In fact, shall we say that Rabbi Yossi argues because he holds that even when a condition is not fulfilled, the get is always valid? Mishnah said, no, he only argues in the second case because he holds that since the husband said, write and give a get to my wife if I do not return within 12 months, we understand it as if he said, write the get now and give it if I do not return within 12 months. A brisa said, if the husband said, it should be a get if I do not return after the Shemitah cycle, we wait until the first year after the Shemitah cycle has passed. If he said, after this year, we wait for a month into the next year. If he said, after this month, we wait until the first week after the month. What if he says, after this week? So Rav Zeri was sitting before Avasi and it said, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday are still considered after last Shabbos. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday are considered before the next Shabbos. Therefore, we give him until Tuesday of the next week. A brisa says, Rebbe said, if he said, after Yom Tov, we wait for 30 days. When Rav Chia said this in the name of Rebbe, people praised him. When he said it in the name of the Rabbi, him, he was not praised. It must be that Allah does not follow Rabbi. Hadnalach perek mi sha'achzoi.